everybody to hear it.
No.
I want everybody to hear it.
No.
Yes. I want everybody to hear it.
Writing the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Writing the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
Yes, you can.
Episode 8, 2 months.
2 months, baby. Beautiful 2 months.
I don't know if it's been 2 months, because have you ever done the math?
I have done the math. The first episode was released on February 19th.
No, I'm talking about the weeks in a year. They say that there's 4 weeks in every month, but there's, what, 52 weeks in a year? And 12 months in a year?
I'm pretty sure that math would have been figured out already. You don't sound smart.
No, there's an extra week in there. Do the math at home. But we aren't a math podcast. We are a sports podcast.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
I wish you guys could see how big Jacob's smiling right now. He's just way too happy to be here.
I'm excited, man. I love doing this podcast. The only two things that keep me sane are
pickleball and podcasting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, man. Are you ready, Caleb? Do you just want to get into it?
Dude, I already ate. I'm not going to be eating on the show. I'm ready.
Whoa. This is like the first time in like 3 episodes that you're eating on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. We got a lot to talk about. We got a little bit of NBA, got a little bit of MLB, but a whole lot of NFL.
A shitload of football today.
A lot, man. It should be a fun episode. It'll be exciting. And yeah, man, let's talk some news.
Let's.
Starting off with the NBA. So this news started probably about a month ago when the NBA trade deadline was?
I don't know. Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the nightmare in Dallas. That's what we're going to call this, is the nightmare in Dallas. So
what did we call it with the Cowboys in episode 1, the Dallas dumpster fire?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. Something like that. I don't know. I can go back in my notes. What did we write? The Dallas disaster is what we called it.
Ugh.
Dallas has to, and this is nightmare in Dallas. So something wrong with Texas. But a little over a month ago, Luka Doncic traded. Biggest news in the NBA in a while. That was a horrible trade. And then in his first game, they acquired Anthony Davis through that trade. In his first game, he played 32 minutes with the Mavericks before he got injured and is out indefinitely. So Anthony Davis, Derek Lively III, and Daniel Gafford are all out indefinitely.
Are we shocked about AD?
No, we said, not at all, not even a little bit. And to add on to that, Kyrie has just tore his ACL and is out for the rest of the year and possibly most of next year.
That is a bummer to see.
And to add on to it, for these poor Mavericks fans who make poor life decisions already, they are raising the ticket prices.
Are
for
they
Mavericks games?
Why? Because their market dropped.
Because they have nothing there. Thompson now. That's what they have. I feel bad for Klay Thompson, man.
Me too.
I think the Warriors should have kept him.
I do too.
He was my favorite player. I got a Klay jersey up there. I'm gonna wear a Klay jersey on our next episode because I love Klay Thompson.
Do it.
But I think the Warriors should have kept him, and he went to Dallas so he could win, and now all of his pieces are gone. They're either hurt or in LA. Like, it just sucks, man.
That's rough. It's a rough go for the good old Mammy Mavs.
Yes, it is rough. But let's put it into some positive basketball news. Nikola Jokic made some history last night, Caleb.
He did, and it was we were in the car when we heard about it.
Yep, incredible. Nikola Jokic dropped the first 30-20-20 game in NBA history when he dropped 31 points, 21 rebounds, and 22 assists in the overtime win against the Phoenix Suns Friday night.
Thank you for letting us know about that game, Jagger. We appreciate you.
Yes, yes. But, man, that was insane, dude. I mean, I didn't get to watch any of the game.
Yeah.
But 31, 21, 22. The 22 assists was a career high for him, too. So, just insane, man.
It's insanity.
What
dude.
A performance. I'm not a big fan of Nikola Jokic. I don't know. There's something about the way he plays that I'm not a big fan of. But when you see a game like that, you just got to respect it, man. That was insane.
You do. You do. History in the making right there, baby.
History. Yeah, for sure.
History definitely made, history. Technically.
History made, yeah. To kind of pivot, into our, because we only had a little bit of NBA news. We're not a big basketball show, but we talk about it a little bit.
We talk a lot of basketball, surprisingly.
Yeah, more than I thought we would, because you don't know anything about basketball.
Hey, and, kiss my ass, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. But now we're going to talk about some MLB news. The A's. I can't say where they're from, because they don't even know where they're from.
They don't know, but they are playing the Diamondbacks currently in Las Vegas.
Oh, they're playing in Vegas?
They are.
At the AAA stadium?
I don't know where the hell they're at.
That must be what it is.
They are at a AAA stadium.
That must be what it is. It'll be the only time they play in Vegas for the future.
Yep.
For the future little bit. But anyways, the A's have been making some moves this offseason. It's weird. But the only really big signing or anything, any trades or anything, was the A's signed Lawrence Butler to a 7-year, $66.5 million extension.
Quite a bit of money.
They are spending money this offseason. Where
I
did
know.
This come from?
They're pulling it out of somewhere.
Why couldn't they do this in Oakland? It just...
They couldn't have. They're,
it
I mean,
sucks. It's. I don't like John Fisher. I think they
should
sell.
Does anybody
the team.
Like John Fisher, dude?
If it was any other league, like if it was the NBA or the NFL or the NHL, they would force them to sell the team. But they just don't do that in the MLB, and I think they should.
They should do that. I mean, I wish they would do that with Jerry Jones. But here we are.
But at least Jerry Jones spends money on his team.
Not good money.
It doesn't matter if it's good money. At least it's money. There should be a salary cap, which we've talked about a lot on this podcast, and a salary floor.
Do we have any updates on that? Do we know where they're going with it? Because they were talking about it.
Yeah, they're considering putting a salary cap in the 2026 bargaining agreement when they get together with the Players Association and renegotiate.
I'm going to bleep this, but MLB, if you're listening, put in the fucking salary cap.
Yes, do it. Do it. It would make it more fun for everybody.
God.
And the thing is they tried to do it at the last bargaining agreement, and the players' union didn't do it. But I think to save baseball, they need to make it happen, even if they have to go on a lockout. They need to make it happen to save the sport.
Do you think that's – well, do we know – because there's a lockout. Isn't there going to be a lockout coming probably?
That's what they're thinking, is there's going to be a lockout.
Do we know what that's about? Is it about the salary cap?
It's just the collective bargaining agreement in general. But that's probably going to be a big part of it. And if the punishment for these players is that they don't get paid and they don't get to play baseball, then that's the punishment they're going to have to take, because there needs to be something done. And unfortunately, it's not going to apply to the Dodgers now, but because they're going to be grandfathered in. And I don't think it should apply to the Dodgers now. It wasn't a rule when it happened. It shouldn't affect their team then. But in the future, they need to prevent cases like this and just put in the salary cap.
True.
Also, a little bit of A's news. They are putting a Vegas patch on their jersey as like their sponsorship patch, but they are also putting a Sacramento patch on the other sleeve.
Ooh.
What? Just throw an Oakland patch in there too?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Past, present, future.
Just put every city.
Yeah. They're going to have no room left for the Ricky Henderson patch. <They're> and not. They need one of those, that's for sure. They need to honor that man. It sucks that this was the season it all happened, because the fans didn't have anywhere to honor him, and that sucked.
Right.
Another piece of baseball news, Mike Moustakas, the 2015 World Series champion. He's been in the game forever. He's one of those guys we've grown up watching. He has announced his retirement.
That is a bummer.
Yeah, absolutely legendary. Absolutely legendary career, man.
Yes. Hats off to you, buddy.
Yes, absolutely. And congratulations on a great career. We talked a little bit about the World Baseball Classic last week. You remember that, Caleb?
I do remember that.
We said we were super excited for it.
Yeah.
Well, we got a couple more teams earning their way into that 2026 World Baseball Classic. A huge congratulations to both Colombia and Brazil for earning their bids to the 2026 World Baseball Classic.
Dogs! Dogs!
Yeah, man, I was at physical therapy watching one of those Brazil games, and man, they were just whooping up on them, dude. It was fun to watch. I said it last week, man, but I love the World Baseball Classic. It is an exciting time, man.
Such a nerd, dude.
All right, guys. So this is a new day for me and Caleb. We recorded the first part of this podcast, the football and baseball stuff, on Saturday, and we or the basketball and baseball stuff on Saturday. Is that what I said? I don't remember.
Yeah. No,
and
you said
then
football and
we
baseball, like an idiot.
well oh, well we recorded the whole podcast on Saturday, and then it's Monday now. Caleb and I are recording this part on Monday, and we realized that there's a lot of news, and as dedicated podcast hosts, we don't want to leave any news out. So we're re-recording the football stuff to make sure we include all the news for you guys.
I just got out of bed to record this.
Yes, we're recording at 1:21. I called Caleb
hey,
at
shut
1
up.
o'clock.
Hey, shut up. Shut up. I woke up at 1 o'clock today. Boo-hoo.
So if the energy is a little different, it's because it's a different day. We recorded most of this I guess this is going to be most of the podcast.
This is an editing day for me.
This is an editing day for you, but now you're going to have to work. You're going to have to work a little bit harder.
Okay.
So this is a new day for us, and we just don't want to leave any news out for you guys in case this is the way you get your sports news.
And there is a shit ton of news.
There's a lot, and this is just football news.
Yeah.
This is all stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's happened today on Monday, and we want to include as much as we can. So the first little thing we're going to talk about, the Seahawks. If you have a Seahawks fan, if you have a friend that's a Seahawks fan, can you
make sure they're still
them?
Alive? Like, make sure they have a pulse. Make sure they're
it's
doing
rough.
Okay. Make sure they go get help.
It's rough. The Seahawks have released Tyler Lockett.
Yep.
Crazy move. I mean, it's absolute legend. I don't know why they would release someone like him.
Oh, but, yeah.
On top of that, DK Metcalf has been traded to the Steelers for a 2025 second round pick.
So they lost both of their star receivers. Surely they won't lose a quarterback, though, right?
No, of course not. Just kidding. Geno Smith has been traded to the Raiders for a 2025 third round pick.
Holy shit, man.
That's nuts. DK Metcalf traded to the Steelers, which is crazy because he asked to go to a winning team in a warm city. The Steelers are a winning team. But
they
not
sure as hell ain't
city.
Warm, no.
But I guess $33 million a year, that'll do it to someone. Because
I'll tell
on
you
top
one...
of being traded,
I'll tell you this
he
right now,
signed
though.
A five... Oh.
How long? How much?
He signed a five-year, $150 million contract
Holy
with Pittsburgh.
Holy shit. No, I was just going to say, there's something that's so scary about DK in the black and yellow.
What's that?
No, just the uniform, like him with a black visor on and that black and yellow is going to be terrifying.
Yeah.
That'll make you
for
shit
sure.
yourself.
For sure. Yeah, that's nuts. It's nuts. Him and George Pickens?
Him and George Pickens. Yes, that's wild, dude. That is wild.
But the Seahawks do have a little bit of good news coming their way. Sam Darnold agrees to a three-year $100.5 million contract with the Seattle Seahawks.
You see, I have been saying that I don't think the Vikings are going to keep Sam Darnold, but it started to look like they were, and then now he's going to Seattle?
Yeah. I mean, you were right. I thought he was going to stay, and I was wrong, Caleb.
Thank
good
you.
Call
I'm
on that
glad,
one.
Glad you said that.
Good call.
I'm trying to think of all the stuff that we... Okay, hold on. I'm going to take over your notebook guy for a second. Here are some things that we talked about in the last one. Aside from that,
I have
we got
them all in front of me.
No, too bad. We got Josh Allen, baby.
Yes, Josh Allen. We did not talk about that. That one just happened Sunday. So Josh Allen signs a contract, 6 years, $330 million, $250 million of that is guaranteed.
Does that make him the highest paid player in the NFL? You got to do the math.
Nope, Dak Prescott is still paid
still.
More per year.
Okay.
Yeah, he makes Josh Allen makes $55 million per year. Dak Prescott makes $60 million per year.
So he's damn close.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like four people tied for that second place at $55 million a year.
Okay.
But I mean, he deserves it. He's so good. And coming off of an MVP season.
Yeah.
Like that Bills team wouldn't be where they were without Josh Allen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The hometown boy.
Hometown boy,
Fireball,
California.
Yes, you're going off of the script, Caleb. I'll get to all that stuff, but I got to get through what we talked about last one that these
up.
People will never hear.
Okay, hurry up.
Okay, Cincinnati, what is going on? They didn't pay Ja'Marr Chase, and then he went on to have a triple crown season. They franchise tagged T. Higgins again. That's the piece of news that we need to talk about. They franchise tagged T. Higgins. This is the second time in his career that the Bengals have franchise tagged him. They're letting the defensive end Trey Hendrickson, who was the sack leader in the NFL last season, walk. And to pile on top of that, Sam Hubbard is retiring.
That is
so.
That's rough for Cincy. I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Ja'Marr Chase is the best receiver in the National Football League right now. I don't think that is. I mean, after the year that he just had, I don't even think that should be a question. You know, Ja'Marr Chase is the guy, and the fact that they haven't paid him yet is kind of interesting, and the connection, especially with the connection that he has with Joe Burrow, it sucks because we might have just watched Justin Jefferson's last year as a Bengal. So, I've said it before, I'll say it again. John Lynch, GM of the 49ers, lost your receiving core, bro. Go after Ja'Marr.
Yep.
You got a lot of cap space.
Yeah, absolutely. They have that room. They need it. They need a wide receiver now. So I think absolutely they should go after Ja'Marr. But I think it's crazy that they use the franchise tag on T. Higgins and not Ja'Marr Chase.
No, it's still wild.
But I think it might be because Ja'Marr Chase doesn't want to be there. That's the only idea that I could possibly have that explains it, is they wouldn't want to use it if he doesn't want to be there.
Well, I mean, that could be an option. Ja'Marr Chase has got a really big mouth. He's got a big mouth, dude. He runs it, too.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase doesn't care who he's talking to, but he will talk some shit. Like, it is impressive.
Yes. It's crazy, man.
What else we got?
The Bears. We've talked about the problem with the Bears before, and it's really that offensive line. They have all of the weapons that they need. They have Keenan Allen, Romeo Dunze, Caleb Williams has the potential to be unbelievable. That defense is all right. I mean, they have what they need, but really the problem lies in their O-line, and they're starting to build that up. So the Bears, since our last podcast episode, they've gotten two big names on the O-line. First, they traded for the former Chiefs guard Joe Thuney.
Yep.
And they have also signed the center from Atlanta, Drew Dowman, to a 3-year, $42 million contract.
Damn. All right. Bills are, or not Bills, Bears are taking steps in the right direction.
That's absolutely. They need to go out and with, I don't remember what pick they have, but they have a pretty early pick. They need to go out and get an O-lineman. They just need to build up that O-line around Caleb Williams because they have everything else to be successful now that Matt Eberflus is gone.
Yeah. Who's there? Who do they have now? Ben Johnson, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Ben Johnson. I think that should be interesting. I mean, if they can really get a move on with him and he can flip that team around, that'd be amazing. The Chicago Bears have the 10th overall pick this year.
10th overall pick, yeah. So I think they need to go out and get an O-line with that pick because that's really their weakest point right now is O-line. And obviously they're taking steps in the right direction to make it better, but why not go out and get one of the top O-linemen in the draft and, I mean, just make it that much better. Have him right there next to Joe Thuney and build up that line as much as you can.
I agree.
Moving on. This past week, the Jets released Davante Adams, and he has now signed with the Los Angeles Rams on a 2-year, $46 million contract.
I know. That is wild.
He's a Cali boy. He's back.
He is a Cali boy. He's excited to be there.
He went to Palo Alto High School, which actually, you know what? We didn't do a fun fact this week, so I'm going to make that our fun fact this week. Caleb, did you know that at Palo Alto High School, Davante Adams was wide receiver 2 to Jock Peterson, the baseball player for the Diamondbacks?
Really?
Yep. In high school, Davante Adams put up worse numbers as a wide receiver than Jock Peterson.
Than a baseball player.
Their senior year of high school. That's crazy, dude. When you really think about it, that's wild.
That is wild.
It really shows that baseball's the best sport.
No, I don't think so.
So, yeah, Devontae Adams to the Rams. I mean, he's old. He's gonna retire here soon, anyways. But
But he's, but
I
the
mean, if
thing
you guys
is,
are,
he's old, but he's still got it. Like, he's still good.
yeah, I never really understood why he went to the Jets, anyways. That wasn't a good situation for him. I mean, I
Well,
guess it
it
was because
was
of Aaron
better than the
Rodgers.
Raiders.
Yeah. But I mean, at this point, he's just becoming a little whiny baby. He's crying no matter where he is. And so I guess let's just hope he doesn't cry about the Rams and he finally found his fit.
I think he found his fit. He found an offense that is very receiver heavy. I think he'll enjoy that.
Yeah, which is wild because let me see. Let me pull it back up. I have it somewhere in here. I know I do. I don't have it. Where is it? No. Oh, okay. Anyways, what that means that offense is going to be quarterbacked by Matthew Stafford, then
Yep.
Kyren Williams at running back
The
with
receiving
Puka
core,
Nacua,
Puka,
Davante Adams, and Tutu
Tutu
Atwell.
Atwell,
And
Jinx.
then who's that tight end? I know he's a
Oh
dog, but
shit!
I can't think of his name.
Tyler Higbee.
Tyler Higbee, that's who it is. Like that, and right now they still have Cooper Kupp too. He's probably not going to stay,
Yeah, there's a
but
low chance, but that is a nasty ass little offense, dude.
dude, that team is crazy, man.
That's a good little team.
That's wild. It's nuts, man.
All right. Oh my God, there's so
But
much.
we were talking about the, I know, man. We were talking about the Jets releasing Davante Adams, but they also get a big pickup this Monday. The Jets are signing quarterback Justin Fields to a 2-year, $40 million contract with $30 million guaranteed.
Justin Fields, you know, there was actually a lot of talk surrounding that. Is Justin Fields going to go to the Jets? And I honestly thought he was, because I think that the Steelers are a little brain dead when it comes to their quarterback situation. I mean, Justin Fields was kicking ass, and then they decided to bench him for the rest of the year, and he had to sit back and watch Russell Wilson lose six straight games and cost them their season. But man, Justin Fields has it. I've been saying it. Like, everybody's has spent a lot of time shitting on Justin Fields, but come on, man. This guy has what you need. You can't not base his time in Chicago and call him a bad quarterback. That's like calling Caleb Williams a bad quarterback. He's not.
No, Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die.
Exactly. It's Chicago. He goes
So.
to the Steelers. He gets a starting opportunity and he kicks ass and they bench him anyway. It sucks that he had to go to a place like the Jets. But man, I think this guy has one good year and he has the opportunity to be a franchise quarterback. In my opinion, I love Justin Fields.
Yeah, I think he needs to prove himself. He hasn't proven himself quite yet,
Yeah,
but I
he
think
just
he has
hasn't
the
gotten the
potential.
opportunity.
But I don't blame the Steelers for letting him walk because right now they have a free quarterback. They have Russell Wilson and the Broncos are paying most of his contract, which sucks for me as a Broncos fan, but that's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And so,
Broncos need a tight end, is what they need.
they do. They do. I'm hoping they go out and get one in this draft, unless Ashton Jeanty falls to him, which I don't think is going to happen, but a man can dream. Next up, the Chargers. Yep. That's what I was about to say. The Chargers are releasing Joey Bosa. This is
Wild.
probably some of the most shocking news of this offseason yet so far. Like we've had all this crazy news, but this is wild, dude. He's
Hate
still
to see
really
it.
good.
Yeah, and he
He's
came off a good
also
year.
the yeah, he's also the last San Diego Charger. So there is no longer a San Diego Charger on that roster.
That is, oh man. How long has Joey Bosa been in the league? Damn.
I know, man. I know.
Holy shit. Yeah, you hate to see something like that. He had a great year. I mean, best of luck to him. I hope he goes somewhere better. But hey man, you never know. You never know. Joey Bosa got drafted in the
Yep.
NFL in 2016, so he's on year number nine.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be cool if the 49ers picked him up and have both of those Bosa brothers on the defensive line.
Not scary. I don't like that.
That would be terrifying, dude.
That's scarier than
Imagine as a quarterback.
that's
Imagine Sam
scarier than
Darnold
Steelers
dropping back.
receiving room.
But imagine Sam Darnold dropping back into the Seahawk and having both of the Bosa brothers breathing down his neck.
Oh, God, no.
Oh man, that's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah.
And so kind of moving on, we talked about we just mentioned him with hopefully him dropping to the Broncos, but the Cowboys are not taking a running back with their 12th overall pick this year, which means no Ashton Jeanty.
Joel, how do I say this without sounding really, really bad? Okay. I'm trying to say this without
You've
sounding
lost all hope
fast.
in Jerry Jones.
No, I've brother, that was a long time ago. I'm trying to say this without sounding like an asshole. Okay, the Cowboys will find their success when Jerry Jones is no longer with us. But because here's the thing, Jerry Jones is a very old man. Okay. During the whole presidential thing, everybody was looking at Joe Biden saying this guy shouldn't hold all this power. He's old. Why are we looking at Joe Biden? We need to be looking at Jerry Jones. You know what I mean? Like it's worse over there. You know what I mean? Yeah, my hope is that when Jerry Jones passes on, he gives the team to his son and his son goes and cashes out. That's the hope. But until then, we're kind of screwed. We need a running back. I mean, we could use a running back. Rico Dowdle is actually a really good running back, and I'm glad we released Zeke because that was a stupid idea to bring him back in the first place. But we could definitely use a running back, but I think we should build our O-line a little bit as well. We're not struggling in the
Absolutely.
receiver core. I mean, we could use another receiver, of course, but we're not struggling there. Two kick-ass tight ends. Our defense is great. Of course, Micah Parsons is there. We could use a middle linebacker. That wouldn't kill us. Oh, what else happened with the Cowboys that we talked about?
Zach Martin is
Yes.
retiring.
Zach Martin is retiring. Hats off to Zach Martin, you freaking legend, you. God, I love you, Zach.
Great lineman.
Yes.
Great guy. Anyways, moving on, from the Cowboys to a division rival, Saquon Barkley is now the highest paid running back in the NFL. He signed a 2-year, $41.2 million extension with the Eagles.
That is some bullshit, even though he deserved
It's
it.
well deserved. It's well deserved. I
Oh,
mean,
I didn't even see this.
he's arguably one of the best running backs in the league, if not the best running back in the league. He absolutely deserves it, man. It's Super Bowl champion. He led that team to the Super Bowl this year. Got him a ring. I mean, absolutely deserves it, man. Saquon is a legend.
Absolutely. I don't know if this is on there, but the Cowboys are extending Osa Odighizuolo, whatever the hell his name is. Very successful D lineman, to a 4-year, $80 million deal.
Nice.
They're throwing around money, dude. They're throwing around money like they
It's
have, like, oh my God.
because Jerry Jones, man.
He's loaded, dude. I swear to God, he's paying out of pocket for these guys.
But to be honest, I think even after Jerry Jones passes away, you guys are still going to be screwed because his kids are going to take it over.
That's what I'm saying. I hope his kids just cash out.
They should. They should. That's probably the most, like, you could get the most money for that. Like, it's probably the most expensive team in football or in sports.
Yeah. If you buy the Dallas Cowboys, holy shit.
Nuts, man. Saquon, Friday night, Xavier Worthy was arrested on a felony domestic violence charge, but all charges were dropped.
I
So.
didn't know that the charges were dropped.
Yes, that I know. We were on the other part that we recorded. We talked about him getting arrested, but just the other day, the charges were dropped after spending a night in jail.
So it looks like the abuse was on to his mother,
Oh, is that what it was?
which is not good.
No, don't beat up your mom, bro. She gave you life. She brought you into this world and she could take you out.
Yeah, and he was actually sounded like he was trying to take it out. She was he was he was constricting airflow and circulation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how are those charges dropped?
No idea. No,
I wonder if
no
she
idea.
dropped the charges. She didn't want to charge him.
Yeah, but that is very rough, dude. Hey, Xavier Worthy, don't be an asshole, dude. Just play football and shut up. Don't choke your mom. Okay?
And stay in Kansas City. Don't even come visit home. He's from Fresno. Don't even come visit. We don't
He was
want you here
just
anymore.
here freaking 2 weeks ago.
He was just here. Yeah, and he has a celebration party planned here soon, I'm pretty sure.
No, ain't nobody going.
But yep, you can stay. We don't want you here. We love our mothers here. I
Yeah.
love my mom.
I love your
I
mom
hope she
too.
listens to this episode.
I love your mom.
She's kind of spotty on whether or not she listens.
Yeah.
But I hope she listens to this episode. I love you, Mama.
Yeah. In fact, his mom a
So,
lot of the
man,
time says that she wishes I was her son and that Jacob was it.
that never happens.
Continue.
Let's see what else we have. The Bills are releasing Von Miller.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, I forgot about that. Holy shit, man. I was talking to Eli. Eli was like, hey, we have the cap space. The last thing the Broncos need right now is Von Miller. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if he wants
Wait,
to
did I
come
say
and
Cowboys or
sign for cheap.
Broncos?
I think, I
I don't
don't
know what I
remember. I think
said.
you
The
said
last thing the
Cowboys.
Broncos need is Von Miller.
Yeah. But it'd be nice. I mean, come finish his career where he started it, where he's a Super Bowl ring, where he's a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, but does he need it, dude? Like, do you guys need it? Get your tight end first. Get your tight end. Get your middle linebacker.
We'll draft a tight end and then sign Von Mills.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah, man. But I mean, he's a legend. He was in our start bench cut a couple weeks ago,
Holy
and he
shit.
just. All right, bro. That
Jesus
was rude.
Christ. Jeez.
But yeah, man, it's so good. Such a legendary career.
Yeah. And he's still kicking ass.
Yeah. Not obviously not at the level that he did when he was
No,
younger,
yeah. But he's
but
still
he's still
going.
great. He's still gonna be a starter on a team. He still has that potential. Anyways, moving on. So, on March 5th, Max Crosby signed a 3-year, $35.5 million, with an average of $35.5 million a year extension with the Raiders.
You hate to see it.
But so that happened on March 5th, and at that point, he was the highest paid non-QB in the NFL.
Until.
Then, 4 days later, on March 9th, Myles Garrett signed a 4-year extension with the Browns, paying him $40 million a year.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so his stint of being the highest paid non-QB was very short-lived.
Holy shit, that
But
is.
if there's two guys who deserve it, it's those two. I
Yeah.
mean, two of the best defensive linemen in the league.
Yeah.
They're guaranteed to get you 10 sacks a year, if
Oh,
not
yeah.
way more than that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, man. So congratulations to both of them, cashing out, dude.
Cashing
Getting
out.
that money up.
Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out.
What else do we have? My Broncos are re-signing Jarrett Stidham, which obviously he's gonna be the backup to Bo Nix. But when Russell Wilson got benched, that's who I thought that, or like when Russell Wilson was sucking, I was fully on team Jarrett Stidham, man. He's been solid on the days that he did start.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's gotten his fair shake yet. But I'm
Nah.
happy. He's a great backup. In my opinion,
Yeah,
he's
I'm
going to be a
not.
great backup for Bo Nix.
I mean, but if I'm not with you on that. I'm not sold on Jared Stidham.
Well, he hasn't really gotten a big opportunity to play yet, and I don't think he's starter caliber, but I think as a backup, he's a solid backup, man.
I think Zach Wilson's better than him.
Oh, I mean, maybe.
I think
I
Zach
think it's a
Wilson's
toss up.
better. And Zach Wilson has the starting experience.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I was told we need to disagree more on this show.
Who
And
told you
so,
that?
Carson, the
Carson
co-host of
said,
the.
wait, so
Yeah.
Carson said that me and you need to disagree more?
Yeah, he wants us to argue more.
Let me tell you something, Carson. I say shit on this show to get Jacob riled up, and he doesn't. I say shit on the show to try and like make you upset, and you're just like, yeah, no, yeah, I can see that.
We'll try to argue more for you guys, make it more entertaining. Oh, here's a big piece of news that we haven't talked about. The Pro Bowl tight end Zach Ertz is re-signing with the
No,
Commanders
he's not.
for, huh?
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Shut up, argue it. No, he's not. Adam
I got it right here, bro. Adam Schefter.
Schefter.
So I mean, obviously he was there last year, and just a great pickup for, I mean, not a pickup, he was already there, but Pro Bowl tight end, man, and
But an
he's
absolute boss, dude.
dog.
Dog.
He's got that dog in him.
Got a dog.
I'd start barking, but then my dog would start barking at
Oh,
me.
Jack, Jack. Hey.
There you go.
Can Jack hear me?
He can't hear you, bro. You're in my headphones.
Okay, bro.
Come on. Come on. Lock in. Let's see, what else do we have? I'm trying to figure it out, man. There was a lot of football news. Now let's go
Dude,
back to NFL.
you're
This
missing
is
so much. Oh my God, that's it. I'm taking over.
very on the fly.
I'm taking over.
Okay.
Taking over. Okay, the Bills are extending defensive end Greg Rousseau to a 4-year, $80 million extension with $54 million guaranteed. Greg Rousseau is an absolute animal. I love to see that coming off a great year like that. The Bengals are re-signing their tight end Mike Gesicki to a 3-year, $25.5 million a year, meaning that they are literally paying everybody but Jamar. What is going on? They are paying everybody but Jamar. Is absolutely despicable, if you ask me. The
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs are re-signing Hollywood Brown.
I'm looking at that right now. Yeah. 1 year, $11 million. I mean, it's an
Yeah.
all right pickup.
The Ravens are extending Ronnie Stanley to a
Yeah.
3-year, $60 million deal. You love to see that. Miles Garrett got that. Miles, oh my God,
Von
I
Miller.
can't speak. Von Miller, get out of
Got
there.
that.
The Chiefs are re-signing linebacker Nick Bolton. To a 3-year,
Okay.
$45 million deal. Love to see that. That Chiefs defense, it's actually pretty good. Here's a
Yeah.
big
I just
one.
want to be clear. I didn't talk about a lot of these because I don't know them. Football's not my sport,
Oh
but
my God.
that, but like I was gonna talk about the Aaron Jones. I realized I missed that, but a lot of these guys, like, they're not the big names, and so I didn't talk about them. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
the Lions are releasing Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah, man.
Who's a very good edge for them. And that's crazy, man. That is crazy. That is crazy. The Patriots are signing
Wait,
linebacker
wait, wait.
Harold.
Are they releasing Za'Darius Smith to make room for Joey Bosa?
Oh, damn, you're right. Okay,
Maybe.
we were talking about this when we recorded this for the first time, but Joey Bosa and Aiden Hutchinson on the
Yep.
same line is scary as
Yeah.
shit. That's
That would
scarier than I
be
think that's scarier than Nick Bosa and Dylan.
and
You know what I mean?
yeah, for sure.
Okay, we have we got a couple more of these. The Patriots are signing Harold Landry, the linebacker from I want to say the Titans. What else do we got? We got the Falcons are releasing Grady Jarrett.
The
Oh,
Texans.
the Chargers are re-signing Khalil Mack. That's a good
Oh,
one.
yes.
You love to see that.
Yes.
The Buccaneers are signing Hassan Reddick.
And Chris Godwin.
And Chris
They re-signed
Godwin.
him too.
Yeah, I mean, they're signing Hassan Reddick, who just played for the Jets. coming off not a very good year, but coming to the Bucks is going to be something really interesting. They're going to re-sign Chris Godwin. Dude, what an injury last year. That was awful to watch. Here's a big one that made my girlfriend gasp, because my girlfriend is a big fan of
the Cavendish twins.
Alex Earl.
Oh, that's who it is, not the Cavendish twins. Alex Earl. No, yeah, that's
she's
what
a
it
big
was.
Fan of Alex Earl, who's dating Braxton Berrios, and she loves. She's looking at me right now. She loves the Miami content and all that shit. And I sat here out loud and I said, "The Texans are signing Braxton Berrios." And she freaked out. Yes, it's true. The Texans are signing Braxton Berrios to a 1-year, $2 million contract. Wow. That's not a lot of money.
Well, he's not that good. Alex Earl put him on the map, for real.
Alex Earl did put
like
him on
the map. Travis Kelce put
Taylor Swift
on
the map. Exactly. The Rams are re-signing Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes, I did. Yep.
Yep. That's a good backup right there.
Yeah, that is a good backup.
Cornerback Carlton Davis agreed to a 3-year, $60 million deal with the Patriots. The Lions are losing a corner. The Lions are signing another Jet, DJ Reed.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots are signing Milton Davis, who's a D tackle. It's a $26 million per year. Huh?
Milton Williams.
Sorry. We talked about Sam Darnold doing all that shit. Justin Fields is going to the Jets. I think we got it all.
We got most of it.
Oh, the Broncos Talona. Are signing Talanoa Hufanga.
Yep.
Safety to a 3-year deal worth up to $45 million, which
this is another one. The Cardinals are signing Eagles pass rusher Josh Sweat.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man, there was a lot of news.
Oh
this
my
is gonna
God.
Be a long episode.
It's gonna be a long episode. We apologize.
But at the same time, we don't, because there's a lot to talk about, and we know you guys love hearing our voices.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though Jacobs is a little annoying,
but
we love it. Yeah.
It's all right.
Is there anything else sports-wise, or are we sending it back to past Caleb and Jacob?
I did want to talk about one more thing that happened. This guy's my buddy. He used to play at Fresno State, or he was at I can't remember where he was before. I want to say like Wyoming, and then he went to Fresno State, and now he's at Nevada. Let me see if I can pull it up right here. Here we go. My buddy, I was an honorary member of the Fresno State men's basketball team while this guy was there. Xavier Ducell, he's a guard. He has now broken the 3-point record in the career 3-point made record in the Mountain West.
Damn.
So, he's one of my buddies. He's a cool guy. So I just want to say congratulations to him, man. It's a big achievement. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, man. Xavier Ducell, that's my boy.
Love to see my it.
Boy. But anyways, so we've got through all the football news. So we recorded Start Bench Cut the other day. So we're gonna send it to Start Bench Cut right now.
Yeah, we're gonna send it to cast past Caleb and Jacob. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Jacob.
Bye, Caleb.
All right. Start Bench Cut.
Start Bench Cut. For those of you who are new listeners, Start Bench Cut is our weekly segment where I give three players, three items, three whatever, and we have to choose to start one, bench one, and cut one. So this week we are doing wide receivers.
Yeah, we are.
So we've been talking about doing this one for a while, but we were waiting for an episode where we figured it would be good. But with the Jamar Chase news, with the franchise tag news and the whole stuff about Jamar Chase, we decided this would be a good week to do it. So this week, our start bench cut is Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, and AJ Brown. This one,
it's a difficult one. It's a really hard one.
Yes, it is difficult. I think. Oh, I don't know, because you said we talked about it a little bit last night, but we try to save most of the talk for the podcast. But I know who I'm going to go with. I've been thinking about it. And really, if I'm picking someone to build my franchise around, this guy is just absolutely insane. I'm going to start Justin Jefferson.
All right.
The only thing that bugs me about him is that he's injury prone, but he's just so damn good when he's healthy that I'm going to start Justin Jefferson, which means I'm going to bench Jamar Chase, which we talked about him, absolute insane. He is going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, he's won the Triple Crown. He's just so freaking good, man. And to me, he's the number two receiver in the NFL, right behind Justin Jefferson, which means I'm going to cut AJ Brown, which it was hard to do, man, because he's so damn good too, man. He's a Super Bowl champion now. Like, it's hard to cut him, but that's what I'm doing. I'm going to start Jay Jettis, bench Jamar Chase, and I'm going to cut AJ Brown. Caleb, what you thinking?
Okay, so this was actually way harder for me than Von Miller, Demaryius Thomas, and PS2. Way harder for me. I don't know if I'm gonna go just overall all time here. Just because there's some big arguments to throw up between all of them. They've all had probably an equal number of kick-ass seasons. I'm gonna piss some of you guys off. Okay, I'm gonna piss some of you guys off. So I'm gonna go on this year alone. I am going to start Jamar Chase because, in my opinion, I'm right there with you. I mean, I think they're interchangeable, but in my eyes, Jamar Chase is the best receiver in the National Football League right now. There's just nothing like him. If we wanted to go all time. I mean, honestly, if we wanted to go like all-time overall career, we would have put Tyreek Hill on this list, but these are the guys that are hot right now, so I'm going to talk about this year. I'm starting Jamar Chase. Okay. Ready? I'm benching AJ Brown. I am benching AJ Brown and I'm cutting Jettas.
Is it
Okay.
because of the injuries?
Big part of it is because of the injuries.
Okay.
A big part of it was not just Jamar Chase, but that team as a whole. It was not just Sam Darnold. That team as a whole, were having a little bit of problems at the end of the season, man. Like, you really have to make it happen. A lot of it was Sam Darnold. His throwing was awful, right over everybody's head. Accuracy was shit. But man, I mean, you have somebody like AJ Brown that you can't cut him. You can't cut him. This is one of the most resilient players in the National Football League. Okay. This guy has gone through it all. His story is devastating and he's been able to fight through everything he's gone through. Okay. He's been able to fight through everything. Look at the size of AJ Brown. He is like if Debo Samuels was on steroids. Okay. You're not taking, like, this guy is just an absolute dog. His route running is incredible. His red zone presence is incredible. His catching, everything is just amazing. And he's not very injury prone. AJ Brown, I think he had one minor injury this year that knocked him out for a week, maybe 2 weeks at most. But Justin Jefferson, love him to death. I mean, he's gonna go down as a Hall of Famer.
For sure.
Granted, hopefully he wins a Super Bowl ring. But yeah, man. I mean, he's just so versatile. I mean, when you think route running, you think Justin Jefferson, of course, but he is very injury prone and he did not have the greatest year. The Vikings had a great year this year, absolutely. Justin Jefferson was a big part of that. But you just cannot pass up on the Super Bowl champ AJ Brown for what he was able to do this year, and defy the odds. So I'm starting Jamar, benching AJ, cutting Jettis.
All right. So we have some history today. This is the first time that one of our starts has, or that one of our cuts has been the starter for someone else. Wait.
Huh?
No, never mind. I'm tripping right now, bro.
Idiot.
That's not what am I doing,
Look
bro?
at week one, dude. We did all starters.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Dude, you were so close to having such a kick-ass history moment.
Yeah, I guess I thought that you started AJ Brown, and that's what was
No.
going through my head. But no, I need some
No.
food in me, bro. I'm hungry. That's what I'm gonna blame that on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. That
Dude.
was a
I would
brain
love to
fart.
cut that out so bad, but I want everybody to hear it.
No,
I want everybody
no,
to
no,
hear it.
no.
Yes! I want everybody to hear it.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. That should be our intro this week. It's the no.
I
Please don't put that as our intro.
will.
Please
Yes!
no.
Riding the bench.
Well, anyways, that's all I have for this episode. Caleb, you got anything else to talk about?
I love you all. Once again, go donate to Writing the Bench. Go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. Click the donate button. Go to our GoFundMe. Donate to the show. We're looking for expansion. We're looking to take this thing to make it bigger and better. You know, YouTube, more content. We want to do a little bit of Writing the Bench gaming, baby. That takes some money too. Shit's yep. expensive. Okay. So if you guys like the show enough and you want to see us do more, and you are financially inclined to it at the moment, please go ahead and slap a donate on us. Anything, anything would help. If you donate 50 cents, I don't care. Go for it. Okay. But yeah, donate to the show. Keep listening. We're having a good time. All right, Jacob, are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time, man. You guys can get to that RSS website through our Instagram bio, which also, while we're talking about it, go follow us on Instagram at Writing the Bench Pod over on Instagram. We try to do updates on there. We're going to start some new weekly segments where we want your guys' opinions. And so go keep up with us over on Instagram. That's all I got.
We are damn near halfway through season one of Writing the Bench. Can you believe that?
Yeah, we're going to do 20 episodes a season, take a couple week break, and then get right into season two. In season two, we're going to have a little bit of expansion. We're going to figure a few things out. Maybe
we're
going to
make the show
episodes.
Better for you, baby.
Yeah. We're going to provide you guys with some more content, expanding not just from a podcast, but into some other things as well. And so, yeah, man, I'm excited.
Excited,
I'm
for,
excited
the future.
For the future. Jinx.
You owe me a Coke. Yeah.
All right, Caleb. That's all I got for you today. So, as a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This is the Writing the Bench Pod. Whoa. Let's redo that.
Okay.
I'm starting over my
God, list. Dude.
As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This is the Writing the Bench Podcast. Stay benched, boys.